Hi, everyone. Before we get started on today's amazing episode, I wanted to announce the next upcoming boot camp. This will be the last boot camp of 2019. It'll be boot camp number 6, and it's going to be the biggest boot camp we've had so far. We started with the first boot camp in January, and every single time we've had a new one, it's grown by new people coming in, and actually a lot of the people who took it before take it again. In fact, almost everyone takes at least another boot camp, and once you're in the boot camp, you're in for life. So as we get ready to start the next boot camp in November, early November, I'd like to offer you the chance to get in on this biggest one yet. This might be the last one of its kind, and as we go into 2020, there'll be some other things going on. I might actually be taking a step back from doing the boot camps personally altogether, and so if you've been inspired to join a boot camp this year, now's the time to do that. The boot camp is an amazing immersive process where you integrate everything you've learned about the law of attraction and what Joshua teaches us into the very fiber of your being. It's quite extensive. We have a morning daily spiritual practice. We have a separate specific meditation for each day. Starting week 2, we have evening homework. In each week, there is reading and assignments. You get your own personal coach to go through it with you. In this boot camp, if you're in the first 20 people, you'll have 3 personal calls with me, a kickoff call, a midterm call, and a graduation call. And we have our own boot camp Facebook group where everyone gets together and talks. There's also 2 Joshua Lives each week during the boot camp, as well as a group coaching call. The cool thing about the boot camp is we do it in a group. So in this group, I'm thinking there's probably going to be around 80 to 100 people, which will make it the largest boot camp so far. Yet it will be capped at 100 people. So if you are inspired to get in, the way to do it is to send me an email at joshuateachings@gmail.com, and we'll schedule a call, and I can tell you all about it. There's so much to tell about the boot camp. It takes about 40 minutes to explain it to you in detail and to tell you what everyone else has received. It's really life-changing. In fact, there's nothing else that's ever been like this. And, you know, starting in January with the first boot camp we ever did, I didn't know how, you know, big this was going to be. I didn't know how effective it was going to be. But now that we've done 5 and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have gone through the boot camp, the changes are absolutely amazing. So if you're ready to live the life that you're dreaming of, to be effective in every area of your life, to get more financial abundance, more, you know, stronger relationships, a better health, better, you know, physical feeling in your body, and to move along your journey of self-discovering so that your soul's purpose emerges, well, this boot camp is right for you. So push past your fear. Send me an email to joshuateachings@gmail.com. We'll schedule a quick call. It's a very fun call. You'll be happy that you did it, and I'll tell you all about it. Have a great time listening to this new episode, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here. How are you feeling now?
Awesome.
Are you feeling happy?
Yes.
Joyful, engaged, enthusiastic, free, in the moment? Is there anywhere else to be? Is there anything else you have to do? Would you like to change anything? Would you like it to be hotter or colder? Would you like to be lighter or darker? Are you worried about anything? Are you worried about coming here and sitting in this seat. It could be wet. It could be dry. You don't know. Are you worried about what people will think of the question you're asking? Are you worried about moving too much in your chair and disturbing the person behind you? Do you care about any of that? Do you need to worry about anything if everything is for you? If there is perfection in every moment, is there any need to place your attention on anything other than the perfection? And if you could place your attention on the perfection of the moment, the fear, the illusion of problems would dissipate. And then what would happen? You would maintain an even stronger connection to your source, to your inner self, to your guides and supporters, to everything you're interested in, to becoming who you truly are, to your soul's purpose emerging, to the inspiration coming through you at any moment. You see, if you live in fear and worry and doubt, if you wish things were different than they are, if you're always trying to control things and conditions and change things and make them better or make yourself somehow more comfortable or focus on what could be better instead of what is good right now, well, then you split your energy. You're partly connected as you always are, and then you partly dip down into a stream of consciousness that's based in that fear that you're feeling. And there's nothing wrong with that, as we've said many times before. Yet you are coming to a new level of awareness. And this world is changing. And the old constructs that you thought kept you safe, generations and generations and generations ago, who taught the next generation, who controlled the next generation, who made them fear things that were no longer necessary to fear, who made them worry about things that were no longer necessary to worry about. When you're coming into this new reality of love, well, those who are living in fear are going to perceive that things are wrong. If you're in love and some institution falls apart that's no longer necessary, then you will see the benefit of that new love and freedom emerging from that which is no longer necessary. But if you're living in fear and you worry about the education system, the government system, the finance system, all these systems of control, you will be in more fear. It will appear more fearful to you because you'll be looking at what's wrong instead of what's right. So as you embrace anything new, are you looking at what's wrong or are you looking at what's right? Are you understanding what the fear is telling you, that you're perceiving some illusion of danger? Or are you realizing that the new experience will always test those boundaries of your comfort zone? And as you can move through that comfort zone, push past those little fears, you live a big, bolder life. And you move along that path, that journey of exploration, to become who you authentically are. And when that happens, you'll see everything from a new perspective. And that new perspective will enlighten you to what's really happening. You will see the fears in others. You will see how they perceive or what they're interested in. They're interested in things that provoke that fear within them. That's a form of control for them. They'll watch the news. They'll gossip. They'll worry about other people. They'll want to change things. They'll want to change other people. And they'll want to control even more. And in that more control, there's more fear. It's building, building, building momentum, and the limiting beliefs grow stronger and stronger. If you can focus on always what is good in this moment, how great things are in this moment, if you can adopt this new approach to life, everything else will take care of itself, and there will be no need to worry, because from that perspective, you will see that there is no wrong. And with that, is there anything else to say? Have you run out of questions? Well, we will say that you will never run out of questions because for you, you will always be seeking a new understanding of these laws which interest you. And there are other people coming and they are not where you are now. So you'll be inspired to ask questions that will resonate with those people. And you'll be inspired to ask questions that resonate with a different group of people. And people are different and interested in different things. And you'll be inspired in this moment to come up here and ask a question that you never thought of before. And that you will think later, why did I even ask that question? And when you listen to the answer, maybe not today, but maybe at a later date, you'll say, oh my God, that fit in perfectly with where my life was going. It was absolutely perfect. I couldn't see it at the time. I didn't know why I asked that question. I didn't know what we were going to discuss, but it all worked out perfectly. That's not just here. That's your entire life. If you can go with the flow of that inspiration, pushing past the fear to get up out of that chair and do whatever you're inspired to do, that's how your life will unfold. In joy, in love, purely aligned with who you truly are. Who wants to start?
Not me. I was just inspired. Come on up.
Drew.
Yeah.
What's Drew?
Drew.
Other Drew. Yeah.
Bro. Talking about communication, we get to talk with Joshua here in the flesh.
We are not... We are in the flesh. But, we are around the flesh.
Like in the movie with Patrick Swayze. Mm. Anyway, the communication we're having with Joshua now, is there any communication, or does it even exist, with those souls who are still in spirit, who haven't yet returned or have returned and are still up there? So when we go to a medium who connects us, is that somehow some kind of an intercommunication system between Joshua?
You have a direct communication to whoever you think about in the moment you think about it, and you have the belief system that says, I can communicate with this person. Who would you like to communicate with?
Always my grandmother.
You, when you think of your grandmother, you are communicating. You have opened up that connection, not from her side. Her side is always on. Always knows every thought you think, every bad deed you do. She knows it all. But guess what? She doesn't think it's a bad deed anymore.
Right.
She thinks it's all good. Right. Now, those who might want to go to a medium, why do they do that? We have said before, if you liked, you could jump out of an airplane without a parachute and land perfectly, if you believed it. So the parachute is your device, you see, to do what you think you couldn't otherwise do without that device. Mm. You have the ability, as do all of you, to connect to whoever you like at any time, if you believe it. And if not, it might happen through some other way, some other medium. And then you go to the medium and you say, the part of that was true and part of that I didn't get. The part you didn't get often is the part of love. You see, when the person you know in the flesh, as you say, transitions to the non-physical, guess what they don't take with them?
The money.
And what's often in the body? Fear, judgment, doubt, any of that stuff that's more of a human thing, the need to control. Your grandmother's not up there going, I wish she would think of me, I wish she would think of me, I wish she would think of me. Your grandmother's going, I like her thoughts, I like her thoughts, I like her thoughts. Oh, she thought of me. Hello. Hello, dear. Here I am. You see, anytime you're laying in bed at night, you have a thought. Now, do you manufacture thoughts in your head?
Absolutely.
You do not manufacture thoughts in your head.
No, it's out there. I just think
you receive thoughts. So if you were to receive a thought of your grandmother, where did that thought come from? Who do you think sent you that thought? Yeah. Yes. I see that. And so what would you like to say to her?
Oh, she already knows.
She already knows.
She was awesome.
But this is the ability that all people have. It's a natural ability. You were never meant to be here alone. You are an individual, unique experience of source, but you are never disconnected from any of that. Mm. And this is why you have millions of guides and supporters. You could name a few, but they go back generations and they're connected to different lives. And over the years, as we say euphemistically, you've accumulated more and more eternal connections. And so if all these people were to transition today, they would join your millions. Mm. And you could connect to any of them. Anytime you received a thought, you could play with that thought or you could dismiss the thought. It doesn't matter. But why not play with it? Why not have a conversation? Why not see what comes back? You know, the only reason you would have any doubt about the information coming through, it's because you say, in the physical, this is the conversation we would have. And in the non-physical, that conversation seems different because there's no fear in that conversation. Yeah. And so the things you're interested and passionate about now, you could have long, fun discussions about it and play with it. Mm-hmm. And in the things that worry you, they're not going to join you on that because they don't see any of the fear, the illusion, the doubt, the worry. They don't see any of that. They don't see any of the complaints. There's nothing to complain about. So let's not join that conversation. They won't go there with you on that. Man. And so if you complain about this and that, you don't lose your connection, but they're just not interested. Mm. They are interested in what you love, who you love. Talking about who you love. Mm. How fun would that be? Mm. There's someone you love, love, right. love. Right. There's people you love, love, love. Right. Talk about those things. Talk about how good everything is. Talk about what a wonderful life you had. Talk about what a wonderful childhood you had. Talk about all those things. Mm. Was there anything bad in your childhood?
Well, yes, then it was.
From that perspective, right. then it was. From this perspective, now you see it differently.
Yeah.
Well, when you transition to the non-physical, you'll see everything from a higher, even higher perspective. Right. And you can do that now. And if you do that, you join them in that perspective.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
True. Oh.
All right. So it wasn't so much of a question, Joshua. It was more of a dialogue in the sense that I realized that...
What's up, brother?
And this is more of a dialogue for, I think, the masses for later on. And I realized, like, I don't want to miss anything in life. And then what I realized was that it's me in every moment. And so it's not the outside things that I want to miss. It's me experiencing those things and going through that.
You are the center of your universe. So nothing outside that you could miss would have anything to do with you because you're not a vibrational match to the things you miss. So you can never miss anything. The fear of missing out is just as irrational as the fear of loss. Mm-hmm. You can't miss anything. Now, if you have an intention to do something, often that intention could be based in something you really are passionate about. And then you get not the thing you think you want, but the journey to the thing you think you want. Mm-hmm. And you could just be in a state of positive expectation that everything that you need will come to you when you need it. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't come to you, you do not need it. If $1 million doesn't come to you today, it's because if it did, it would take you on a trajectory in a different direction from what you intended prior to your birth. Not that it won't come, but just saying today, if it came today.
Sure.
If it's not here today, you don't need it. If it's not here today, you don't want it. You want what's here today. Everything you need for today will come today. Now, often you make a desire, and that desire is not really well thought out. It's sort of like, I think this would be fun. Everyone else is doing it, and that seems fun. And then you do whatever needs to do to get to it, and then you've got to it, and you're saying, "You're what next? What's next?" And instead we say, just wait for those moments of inspiration that will come hundreds of times a day. Mm-hmm. And just do in the moment, and then you never have to plan anything. You never have to think about how things will be done. You just have an idea, and that idea will shift throughout the different days. One day it's this, the next day it's that, the next day it's this. And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want to allow the time to let the idea percolate and ferment and come to fruition in its own way without you getting in the way and trying to control it.
Okay.
And if you worry about missing out, if you say, I have a bucket list and I need to check it off, goosh, 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 right? Well, then you're off doing these things that are not who you truly are. And you're saying, okay, that was all right. Okay, that was all right. Oh, I get to use this as my excuse to feel good. Well, you get to use anything as your excuse to feel good. You know? You get to do anything. It doesn't have to be what the masses think is good. Because you are unique. And everything that's good for you will come to you. And if it's not necessary for the exploration that you're on, then it doesn't need to come. Would you need a swimsuit if you were climbing the Matterhorn?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to pack that along with you. You don't need it,
yeah.
Right? And so it's if it's simple. Not needed,
yeah.
Now, you bring you everywhere you go.
Right.
So if you want to have exciting, amazing experiences, you become an exciting, amazing person. Not based on the experiences you've had in the past, not based on what you think is would make people think you're exciting, but just what you're interested in, which is unique to you. Mm-hmm. You see, so many people go around saying, if I was a great piano player, then people would draw around me around the piano and we would sing songs and have great times. And they're saying that that means that in their mind, this feeling of people having a good time is around this piano. And so they effort and struggle to learn this instrument, and it's not really what they intended to, but they're trying to make that vision happen, you see. But that vision can happen in so many different ways. And what's unique to you can come out. Gary likes cooking, and so he has that experience in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he gets to do all this stuff. And from another person's perspective, they say, why would you work so hard? Why would you work so hard to do all this stuff for us when we get his order from a restaurant and have it brought here? Because that's his passion. That's his challenge. And people say, this is good. And he says, okay, if you think it's good. But he knows from himself what is good and what is not, what is missing and what was done properly. He gets to play with that and make it more and more and bigger groups and diverse different things and spur the moment and make it like a little complicated and buy duck embryos.
That was on me.
Now, was that your creation or was that Gary's creation?
It was the chicken and the egg. We had that conversation that was gorgeous, and I'm like, you're kidding me. We buy chicken eggs with embryos in them, and it was perfect.
And so your experience of that creation is unique to you.
Yeah.
And yeah. Gary's experience of that creation is unique to him. And that everyone who gagged on what was going on was their experience, and they created from that perspective.
Yeah.
They can't miss out. Yeah. And those who did not want to see that didn't see it.
Okay, yeah.
And that was their experience. And they did not miss out.
So even Gary, when he's throwing it around, if
they did not miss out. So
you
can't miss anything. Nothing wrong can happen.
Perfect.
You'll never end up at life and have regrets at the end of life. If you look back now and say, I regretted this decision and that decision, not doing this and not doing
that,
you think you're going to do that in the non-physical? Of course not.
Yeah.
You will know from the non-physical perspective that those experiences were not needed and would not have happened the same way you think they would happen. Imagine, what is your number one desire on earth? If you could say what that was, how you think it should happen will be different. And if you just allowed life to go on, you would have experiences that for you would be so much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's that simple.
So much more profound, so much more expansive in joy. Expand in joy. You can expand in suffering or expand in joy. Why not expand in joy? Mm-hmm. Expanding in joy. That means looking at the subject of your expansion from a higher perspective. Expanding in suffering looks looking at the event of your expansion from a limited perspective. So how do you ease suffering? You look at it from a higher perspective more of the time. Mm-hmm. How do you incur more suffering? You keep looking at it from a limited perspective, saying it's wrong, it's bad, it should never have happened. Some of the best things should never have happened. Some of the best things, you would not be here if some of the best things had never happened. And so as you go through life, remember in that moment, you can't miss it because that's where you are.
Yeah.
You are in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've realized is that experience of the vibrational change is what I'm not missing. That's what it is.
That's what
it is. It's not the outside stuff.
And you don't want it to go any faster than it needs to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go exactly how it's going.
Yeah.
And so if you want to become more effective in your life, how would you approach that?
Effective? I think that sounds kind of forced. I mean, I would basically be more allowing, more in the moment, more enjoying, more laughter, more just letting things flow through me.
And that is a highly effective approach to life.
Okay.
Because what will that do? That will bring forth everything you truly desire rather than what you think you want.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be interesting to you from your perspective, not from anyone else's.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Who's next?
Melissa. Yes.
Yeah.
Melissa.
You see how they're controlling conditions? So
you're just pushing her past her fear to do what is she's inspired to do anyway.
You're right, of course. Oh my gosh, okay. So I guess this is a question on behalf of some others as well. Is there anything we need to do to help Gaia ascend as we're all ascending?
Do you need to help the sun?
No.
Do you need to help the moon?
No.
Can you help the sun?
No.
Can you help the moon?
No.
Can you help another person?
Not really. Just helping yourself automatically helps the other people.
You can be an example of alignment, and that may influence the other person to see something in that causes, sparks a little desire in them. But because there's nothing wrong with them, they're perfect as they are. Have you heard us say that? You're perfect as you are. Right. Nothing needs to change about you.
Right.
You can do whatever you're inspired to do based on who you are in this moment. If you receive the inspiration, you can do whatever that inspiration is. You don't need a degree. You don't need experience. You don't need any of this stuff. Whatever you're inspired to do, you can do in this moment because you're perfect in this moment. And if you match that thought vibrationally, that inspiration, that's a perfect vibrational match to who you are now. So talk about Gaia. Is this someone you know? Is it one of your daughter's friends?
I mean, it's something I feel connected to, and I think a lot of us do.
You're saying the planet Earth?
Yeah.
And you're saying the planet Earth needs what?
I personally don't think it needs.
Is it anything. Or is it not perfect in this moment
it's
right
perfect,
now? Yeah. Is it spinning out of control?
No.
Is anything unusual happening? Is this rain a problem?
No, it's beautiful.
And so what could possibly be a problem? Name of some problem you think that could possibly affect the planet.
I mean, just pollution, plastics.
And you think the planet cares about that?
No. I think.
How long has the planet been here?
I mean, eons, billions of years.
1,100 years. And it's done fine those 1,100 years. And so here you come along. No. It's been here eons.
Right.
How long have you been here? Before that.
True. Yeah.
You've been existing before that.
Yeah.
You see, you are equal to the planet. You are your own universe. The planet is its own universe. The universe is its own universe. Everything is happening in these systems. You see, at the micro scale and the macro scale, it's all exactly the same. Because why? Because the universal laws apply to everything. And so if the planet is attracting something vibrationally, it has to be for that planet. But from your little perspective, your limited perspective, your finite time-space perspective, in this last so many years that you've been alive, with the fear of past generations and the fear that's being circulated mostly, we will say, as content to sell advertising. It's not really happening, right? Not the way you think it is.
Right.
And so is it warming up? Okay, it's warming up. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. Does it need to be solved? No, it doesn't need to be solved. Will something change in the future? Yes, something will always come that you cannot see. Something will come in your life that you'll be inspired by that you don't know now, but you can have faith it will come. Something will come for the planet that you can't possibly see now because you're not a vibrational match to this new thing that's going to happen. But when it happens, you'll say, why were we worrying? Why were we worrying? Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Did you have a cell phone when you were 10?
No.
Did you go around saying, I can't talk to anyone?
Right.
This is so hard. No one answered. It's busy. There's a busy signal. No, you didn't care.
Right.
You didn't care because you didn't know this thing that was coming now. And then it came and it made what? Communication easier.
Right.
But what else did it do? It's a new institution. The old institution that fell apart was poor communication. The new institution that comes through is full communication. And so those who are living in fear see this new institution of pure communication from a place of fear. And so they say, everyone's listening on my phone. Everyone is trying to scam me. Everyone is sending me stuff, you know. So they're looking at it from this perspective. Some of them want to go back to flip phones. Some of them think they're spending too much time on it. Mm-hmm. You could look at this subject of a cell phone and say, this is the most incredible device ever created. Or this is the tool of the devil.
Destructive, yeah.
Everything is based on your perspective. So which is more enjoyable? To look at that perspective of the phone as this amazing device that you connect with loved ones all over the planet at any time, or this tool of Big Brother spying on you in every moment. Which one makes you feel better? Which makes you feel better? That the planet has a problem and you call it Gaia to make it more than you. It's not more than you, it's equal to you. There's nothing more than you. The sun is not more than you. The moon is not more than you. The planet's not more than you. Other people are not more than you. It's all equal. Your cells in your bodies are not less than you. The children coming in are not less than you. The old people going out are not less than you. It's all equal. They're all experiencing their own thing in their own way. And the planet is no different. And the sun is no different. And the moon is no different. You see, the sun is going to transition. The earth will transition. The moon will probably stay there in some form. And the moon will transition, of course, too. Everything will transition. That time scale that is an illusion to you is on a more spread out. And so from the Earth's perspective, this is like if you got a pimple for a minute and it went away. Would you care?
No.
Would you care? Would you even, if you knew pimples went away in a minute, would you care?
No.
You wouldn't care. And so that's what it's like from the perspective of the Earth. From your perspective, as a blink of an eye, you see problems that need to be corrected. And you couldn't correct them even if you want to, because they don't exist. You can correct problems that don't exist, and all problems don't exist.
And I would imagine it'd be the same concept in when you look at like the politics and the political, you know, ideological war that's going on right now with what's right. And
do you disagree ideologically with anyone here?
No.
Do you go home and have battles ideologically with anyone there?
No.
Or is it content to sell advertising?
It's content, absolutely. So I guess not for me personally, because I've always stayed out of politics. You know.
Is there anything wrong with politics?
No.
There are people sifting and sorting and trying new ideas and trying new approaches and single-handedly dismantling an institution of the presidency for the benefit of all. Was it better to worship the presidency?
No.
Or was it better to see that it doesn't have any effect on anything?
It doesn't have an effect, yeah.
It does not have an effect on my life unless I become a vibrational effect to something which I say, see, I told you that if he was in office, this would happen to me.
And yet there are people that think that way and think their lives are
because over. They're looking at it from the limited perspective instead of from the higher perspective. Right. That is purely an individual choice.
Right.
That's all that is. You can see stuff happening on the planet, in the government, in the community, and say, ooh, that's bad. Or, oh, that's going to be bad. Or you can say, that's just interesting. That just is something's coming that I can't see. That's all that is. Isn't it going to be interesting to see how this plays out? Isn't it nice that the late night comedians have something to talk about?
Right. But sometimes I feel like an inspiration to be a voice of reason in the middle and to like.
Oh, you have the inspiration to change everyone else's mind.
But I realize
or is that urge?
No, I do. I feel like it's an inspiration, but then I realize quickly it's an urge to like help these people that are going crazy.
Who don't need help.
Don't need help.
They're on the exploration of craziness. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And when they transition to the non-physical, they will say, that was a wild ride
right.
that I could not do here.
Right.
Let's try it again. Let's come back even more crazy. Because that's what's happening. Yeah. The possibilities for experience on this planet are growing in every moment. And they'll continue to grow. And the things you think are terrible will get worse, much worse, so that those who want to experience that can go and do that. The things you think are good are going to be so much gooder.
Gooder.
It's like wallow. Let them wallow in what they're creating.
They don't even have to wallow about it.
Let them.
Because from your perspective, it seems like wallowing.
Right.
To their perspective, it seems like they're doing something.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Like I'm making a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm helping. I'm out there helping. I'm the voice of reason. Right. And that's of great benefit. People want my opinion how bad everything is because it makes them feel safe. It's another form of control. And some people do not know how to process their fear internally. And so they use whatever device so they can process that fear externally. And it works for a little bit. It's like a drug, because if you keep dipping into that drug or into that fear and want some kind of solution, it's just going to build this momentum where it's going to be more intense and more intense and more intense and more intense. And you can choose personally, do I want that? Or do I want something fun? This either feels good or doesn't feel good. I either enjoy this or I don't enjoy this. It's either fun or it's not. What do I personally want and leave everyone else out of it?
Thank you.
Who's next?
Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Okay. Let's see. The topic is, should I fire my therapist?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Why would you have a therapist?
Psychotherapist.
Why would you have a psychotherapist?
Sorry about that.
Are you mentally flawed?
I do not believe I'm mentally flawed.
Does the brain work in your body?
Presumably.
Are you able to receive thoughts?
Yes.
Are you able to feel emotion?
Yes.
Are you able to think about the thoughts you receive?
Yes.
Are you able to detach yourself from those thoughts? Or do you think those thoughts are you?
No, those thoughts are not me.
Right.
I am.
Right. Are you mentally flawed?
No, I'm not.
Do you think the same thoughts over and over and over again?
Certain thoughts, there are certain themes that, yes.
Yes, that you get to think about.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Good. So why do you want to fix it?
Well, it's not that I want to fix it.
She wants to fix it. He wants to fix it.
She wants to counsel me about how to go about fixing certain aspects of my persona, my relationships, the way that I approach life and so on.
Excellent.
So this is why I'm asking. Okay, let me give the example. So it's a recurring theme. It has to do with my mother and it has to do with my sister. So my mother and I just had a fallout, let's just say that, a relationship sort of fallout, and she felt very hurt and we no longer talk to each other.
Excellent. When was her role completed?
Likely when that event, manifestation event took place.
Was it a, yes. It was a manifestation event, right? It was a positive manifestation event.
Yes, ultimately, as I analyze it today, yes. And so this is, we're getting there.
Excellent.
Okay.
So her role's done. Now what's happening here? Why is there the connection?
Oh, there is no connection.
Well, there is a connection. Okay. You are eternally connected.
Yes.
You were a vibrational match to her the day you were born.
Yes.
And you are a vibrational match to her for the rest of eternity. But she will not be who she is in the non-physical.
Yes.
What's going to be missing?
Oh, the ego, you know, the bag, all of the role playing, all of the, you
manipulation,
know.
Manipulation
and all of this control, all of that.
Exactly. All based in fear.
All based in her fear.
Of course, her fear.
Yes.
And so she says, in order to resolve my fear, I need Juan to be different than he is.
Okay.
And if Juan's not going to play along, well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to manipulate his feelings so that he will change who he is so that I don't feel this fear.
And so it hasn't worked.
It's never worked.
It hasn't worked, and it does not work. Therefore, why should I fire myself? Why should I fire my therapist?
You should fire your mother.
Exactly. Which is exactly what I ultimately did do. So I basically...
And how do you feel about that?
So this is it. So if it's about doing what feels good to me, that continues to feel good to me. And there are these moments when I think about, well, if I signed up for this, to go through this experience, and we all were part of this play, basically, we're acting out.
You, at some point in your life, signed up to go through the experience of lack. Do you currently go through that experience of lack?
I do not.
Would you like to return to that experience?
Not particularly,
no. So you sign up to have the experience of someone controlling you, and now you chose a new exploration. Do you want to go back to that?
I'll continue on my new exploration.
How much does this therapist get paid?
$150 an hour.
Okay, we can drag this out for an hour.
I'm up for that. Now, but it's not just my mother. It's now my sister. It's my sister who's also trying.
Who has adopted the same fears as your mother.
Exactly. And who?
Did you hear what we were saying before?
Yes.
When the older ones want to impart their knowledge, their experience, their wisdom on the younger ones, they're imparting their limiting beliefs and their fears. And so is it unusual that a child has similar limiting beliefs to the parent? And isn't that part of that exploration and the trajectory? And so somehow you escaped. And you don't feel good for escaping. It's like the person that survives the plane crash has the survivor's remorse. Mm-hmm. And they say, why me? Why did I escape? How come my poor sister's still stuck in this? How come my poor mother's still stuck in this? I'm embracing a new approach to life. I have new ideas. I have thoughts that are beyond what the old people would have thought about. I am looking at fear differently. I'm looking at my inspiration differently. I'm looking at how I raise my children differently. I'm looking at all these things, but I got to go back and help them.
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm not doing. I've chosen very deliberately and very lovingly that I will not play into their, manipulative
game. It's not good for you, it's not good for them.
It is not, first and foremost, it is not good for me, yeah. Right? Because it doesn't make me, it's not what makes me happy, engaging in that. Yeah. So they've been literally disengaged from me, from my life, right? And so, again, given that, and the psychotherapist, again, here's what the psychotherapist says. She says to me, detach from the people and the events and the circumstances that do not make you happy. And I think I'm feeling okay about it at this stage in my life. A little bit before, I had all these doubts. It's like, what would people think? And oh my God, what a terrible son, what a terrible brother, whatever.
Yeah.
And in some circumstances, there is a little bit of a recurrence of that. If we think about family, holidays, get together, or what have you. But for the most part, I'm thinking I should fire my therapist.
You can express your love to your mother.
Right.
Yes. You can express your love to your mother remotely. Yes. You do not have to pick up the phone. You don't have to visit there. You can think wonderful thoughts, and you can have that connection with her now. Mm-hmm. And you will have that connection with her in the non-physical. Mm-hmm. And you can have that connection with her inner being. Mm-hmm. Not to solve any problem. Not to make her think you're good. Mm-hmm. You do not want anyone to think you're good. You do not need anyone else's approval. You do need to be anything other than who you are. And then those fears that you're not good will cause you to want to, dip down into the fear pool and pull up a mucky urge to go see your mother. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to help her. It's not going to help you. It's just an urge to solve what you perceive as your limiting belief, your fear, whatever that is. And so if you can say, I love her. I express my love to her. I hope she's well. I hope she's doing well. I know that when she transitions, she'll be fine. I know that none of this will carry over. I know that she's just experiencing fear, and that's okay. I know that she's on a journey of self-discovery, and this is a vital part of it, and you played a role for a time, and your non-existence is even part of that exploration. And so she's getting everything she needs. She does not need you to be good, because what would that do for her? If it was possible that you could morph into this perfect son, that wouldn't do anything for her. She would still find something to criticize because it's not her exploration. The perfect son, it's the imperfect son that is her exploration. And you're playing your role perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And with that,
you are complete.
I am complete.
Who's next? Jump up. Jump up with joy. Not everyone. No, not you. Not you. Back here.
Okay. Good evening. Because, you know, it's already evening for you. Okay. So, we've been having little side discussions, and Gary has had discussions about exchange of love and money. For example, if you have a gift of channeling, that an alignment, that exchange is very meaningful. So I'm thinking back to traditionally, like in churches, pass around the basket, and tithing, how some are very strict, it's 10%. Is to direct, so like if I were channeling for somebody and I had a set rate and they did it because they were very passionate and, you know, excited about it, is that a more powerful exchange than just pass it around the basket and you're expected to throw in a $20 bill or 10% of your income?
So are you asking, when they pass around that, are some people feeling the love for the church and they are so happy to help? And they can't wait to contribute to the $20,000 speaker system. And other people are saying, oh, I have to do this again. Oh, I can't believe they picked that speaker system. Oh, my God. Do you see? The energy is in the intention of the person who's giving, or the guilt of having given, or the guilt of not giving, of that sort of thing. But it's based on that person. That's for them. And you never, ever, ever need to worry about what that is. You never need to make that experience for anyone else. Now, on the flip side, it's all about you. Can you receive? Do you feel worthy of the money? Do you feel pressured into performing? Do you feel that you must work hard to justify earning that money? Or can you be allowing that your abundance is not tied to this money at all, that it can come from all different sources? And you could just do what you're inspired to do. And you say, if I do this and take money for it, it diminishes this. And what's that based on? A limiting fear. Belief.
Yeah.
And you could say, they are showering with money. Good. That's great. And I'm getting to do my thing. And that's an awesome system. Yeah. And if how they bring the money in for them is unique to them, and you don't have to worry about it. But if they feel passionate about participating with you in anything that you do, no matter what that is, you should think of it from a higher perspective so that it'll allow you to maintain that connection to your source. You see, and in that source, you will feel the love, you will feel the joy, you will feel the spark of imagination to do something fun and different and interesting. Mm-hmm. You will go with the flow of it, and it will not be any big deal. It'll just be you being authentically you. If you can just be authentically you and allow people to shower you with their love, then how much more fun would that be? And that's what it's all about. It's all about the experience and the feeling.
So let me choose it. Let me ask you. So as we're moving to the love side of the spectrum, and these direct connections, so like someone's inspired to receive a channeled message, for example, and they don't feel like they have to, quote unquote, throw the $20 in the basket or whatever, because this is for them, on their perceiving end. For me, on my perceiving end, it's for me, is that connection more powerful than the passing around of the basket?
Imagine the connection as 100%, always going.
Yes.
Always going.
Yes.
And that on their side, they feel a tension in that money. I could use this money for something else. Mm. And so from their side of that connection, they have a little wobble, a little fear. It's a little bit thinner. But you don't have to worry about that. You worry about your side of the connection. Where's your wobble? Where's your fear?
Am I worthy of this? Is this something worthwhile? Am I doing something I enjoy? Is this my passion? Is this interesting to me? Is it fun? Do I love this person? Do I accept them? Do I see them as whole and good and equal and perfect as they are?
Yes.
I work on seeing things from the higher perspective and allowing everyone to go through their experience in joy and love from my perspective. However they perceive it is up to them. You have no control over that.
Right.
They are working on their own thing. And if money is their thing, that's not, you can maybe soften it. You can maybe talk about it. You can maybe encourage them to see things from the higher perspective. You can maybe explain what abundance really is. You can maybe say anything that you're inspired to say that will resonate with them. Remember that all these connections that you're having all this time are a spiritual connection. You don't have to figure anything out because you'll get inspired what to say, when to say it. You don't have to write anything down. You don't have to know anything other than get into your alignment, mm-hmm. perceive that there's a conscious connection to the person, to their inner self, to your inner self,
and that's
back
exactly
to you.
How I see the circuit.
Yes. Okay. It's more like this. Or more like this.
But what if I have a pimple?
The pimple is good. The pimple's a little wobble. No big deal. Just a little wobble. Just a little wobble.
That was being silly about the earth.
Well, there's something. There's something, and everything's a little wobble. And you can iron out that wobble consciously by looking at that wobble from a higher perspective and saying, this is not a real thing. Nothing is a real thing other than the essence of who you are. Yeah. That essence is beautiful and perfect and joy and love and source. That is who you are. Everything else is a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
A mental problem. That's all that is. That is thinking in a way that is not empowering for you. And could there possibly be a mental problem?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next? Who's next? We have time for one more question. This is going to be the most important question in the history of the world. The person who asked that question, we have time. We have time for two more questions. These two questions are going to be the most important in the history of the world.
All right, this won't be long.
Right, yeah, right. Okay,
wait. You may not be long, but we plan to be long.
I like that. All right, so I have something that I've finally gotten to understand is for me. But I've had it.
For meat?
For me. Not meat. So
what's
so
for
I've
you?
Had it, everything. That
everything
comes to
for
me.
You.
Yeah.
What couldn't be for you?
Nothing that doesn't come to me, right? Or nothing that comes to me.
Everything is for you.
Right. Everything.
What's not for you is anything that doesn't come to you.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Not for you.
Not for me. Okay. So I have something that I've kind of carried along since I can't remember, baby.
Well, luggage?
My mother tells me, yes, definitely luggage. And I have this tremendous issue swallowing. And I, you know, sort of.
How do you know you have an issue swallowing?
Well.
Have you ever been in anyone else's body while they were swallowing?
Oh, that's true. No. No.
So what makes you think it's an issue?
Because I'll go.
Do you have an issue flying?
No.
You can't fly, can you?
No, in an airplane.
Do you have an issue flying to the top of that tree?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an issue jumping over a building? You can't do that.
No.
Is that an issue?
No.
Do you need to do it?
No.
So why do you need to swallow? Are you saying you've never swallowed?
Well, that's the thing.
You swallowed every time you swallowed.
Right.
It's so sometimes you think you swallow well, and sometimes you think you don't swallow well. Sometimes you think you're charming, and sometimes you think you're annoying. Sometimes you think you're funny, and sometimes you think you're mean.
Right on, yeah.
Do you always want to be funny, the funny one, always the funny one, always the funny one? No. No. You want to have the different experiences.
Okay.
They're all for you. What you want to do is say, sometimes I'm this, sometimes I'm that. It's all good. Sometimes I'm this, sometimes I'm that. It's all good. There is nothing wrong with anything. There is nothing that needs to be improved.
Okay.
It is all working out perfectly. Sometimes I can't see how it's working out perfectly, and sometimes I can.
Okay.
I have faith that things are working out for me. Everything in the past has always worked out for me. That's enough evidence after all these years of everything working out.
Not that many years.
Years and years and years and years and years. So many years. So many years. You can't even count them.
Hey!
Can you? How many years?
This time? 50.
How about the time before?
No idea.
How about the time before? How about the time before?
No idea. I'm too tired.
How about the time before? You don't want to remember that time.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, I don't. Yeah.
This is your time. Right. And so this is your experience. Right. So of your life, what percentage of it is perfect?
All of it.
Except the spalling part.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm understanding it's for me. I'm just
imagine that you have a day to think of all the perfect things in your day.
Okay.
And if you're saying 100% is perfect,
yeah,
we're saying that everything except the swallowing is perfect. So 99.999%. How much thought energy are you giving the swallowing thing?
More than
it's due share.
Yeah, 0.01%.
And
yeah.
What's that going to do? It says I'm on an exploration to explore this swallowing thing.
Okay. Okay.
And that's so when the swallowing thing comes up, you can say, "Yay! It's part of my exploration."
Okay.
Or if you say, I'm on the exploration of seeing how perfect my body is.
Uh-huh.
How perfect my body is in every moment. That's my exploration.
Okay.
How wonderful I feel right now.
Okay.
What amazing things I can do right now. How beautiful I am right now. You can tend to focus on what you think is wonderful. You can tend to focus on what you think needs to be fixed. And all of it is fine. But just think about how much percentage energy you're giving to something. Okay. The universe doesn't know what you like or don't like.
Mm-hmm.
The universe only knows the energy that you're focusing on something. And you're lighting it up like a magnifying glass in the sun and lighting the paper on fire. And the universe thinks you enjoy this. And so it's willing to light up that paper for you. The universe doesn't think you don't enjoy it. The universe is neutral. The universe doesn't have a higher perspective and a limited perspective. It only has the higher perspective. Your guides and supporters, your inner self, are saying you can explore anything you want. You can literally be, have, and do anything. Some things that you want to do, other people would be shocked by and wouldn't be for them. And some things you want to do, they'll think is boring and wouldn't be for them. It's not for them, it's for you. You get to do anything. And so when you focus a magnifying glass on something you think is wrong, that thing, due to the law of attraction, becomes brighter and brighter and brighter so that you can explore it more. That's the purpose of physical reality. You're here on a journey of exploration. You get to focus on anything and explore it more. And so you can focus on good things and explore that more. Now, what's good and what's bad? It's all neutral. So you choose what's good for you, not for anyone else. What's good for you is good for you. You choose what's good for you. You choose what's bad for you and not for anyone else. If they want to do it, they get to do it. And you allow them to do it. And you say, I withdraw my focus from this thing that I do not prefer. And I put my energy into expressing my love or my focus on what I do prefer.
Got it.
Right. Excellent.
Thank you. Thanks.
Focus. And that answered my question.
Oh. What a shock.
That answered my question. I've been going back to the first words you ever said.
Everything is wrong.
Everything is right. Oh. Everything is right. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe.
Everything is right. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. Anything seen as wrong is done so from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, whether that's a period of time or from the higher perspective of non-physical, everything is always, always right.
And so in our physical life, we have such a push towards health. And I have been so accepting this year that I have decided unhealthy is the same as healthy. And when I say this to people, they freak out. No, you have to be healthy. You want to be healthy. And it's a pushing towards healthiness, but the unhealthiness has as much love, has as much joy, has as much freedom, has as much fun, more fun. So is healthy and unhealthy the same?
We would say perfectly spoken.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. So it's like any subject. You can look at it from a limited perspective.
Right.
Oh, this is wrong.
Yes.
Or from a higher perspective, this is for me.
Perfect.
I can't see how this is for me. But if it's in my reality, it's for me in some way.
Right?
In some way.
Everything's right.
Yes. So if you can relax about it and just say, this toenail that's ingrown causes me pain when I walk. So don't walk. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you have the ingrown toenail.
Right.
Why do anything that causes you pain? Why push past the pain? Isn't the pain there for a reason? Why not just relax, do what makes you comfortable in that moment of pain, and the pain will go away. If you resist the pain, saying the cause of that pain is wrong, then what do? You take your magnifying glass, you put the sun behind you, and you light it up, right? And so now the pain feels so much worse.
Right.
If you were to come up here and stumble and fall, you would pop back up because you're in a state of joy.
Yes.
You wouldn't say that anything there was wrong. If they all laughed, you would say they're laughing with you.
Yes.
If you were doing this at someone else's funeral and everyone's crying and you were going to the podium to give your speech and you tripped and fell, no one's going to laugh.
No.
And not you, but the normal person might feel embarrassed, might feel pain.
Yes.
You see, it's all this perspective. In this room, you can laugh at anything because you have a higher perspective. You could take that perspective with you anywhere in life.
Perfect.
Excellent.
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know it's just amazing the difference that you have made in my life and what I am experiencing now with such joy and ease and peace is absolutely because of you. So I
you created us. We are your creation.
Boy, I'm good.
We are all of your creations. You created this moment. You created this question. You created this interaction. You created it all. You are a powerful creator. And we are your creation.
Thank you.
We are thrilled to have been a part of this amazing gathering of incredible people for the spectacular weekend that you've had. You are going to expand as a result of this weekend. You are going to go home and be different, but you would have been different anyway. You can look at this time and say, this was the weekend that changed my life. But last weekend was the weekend that changed your life too. You can look at any point in your life and say, this is an expansive experience. And when you realize that you're the creator of all of this, you can revel in what you've created. And you can't create anything wrong. You can't create anything bad. It's all perfect. It's all for you. It's all part of this experience of life. And so you can either go with the flow of your creation and appreciate everything you created, or you can bitch and moan the whole time. Which one's more effective? Which one will lead to more joy? Which one will strengthen your connection to source? That's up to you. We think the one that feels good. And if you get used to feeling good, it's going to suck to feel bad. And you're going to know what you're doing when you feel bad. And you can pop yourself up to the higher perspective and get a little bit of relief and get back to feeling good. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.